It's always great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
All, I think, you know, we should just jump right into it. There's so much to talk about, and you, as always, are a great source of information. Maybe just important to say up front that this is an NFIP, Department of Land Conservation and Development, type of presentation. You're helping them execute this.
And many property owners in Lincoln County who live near the ocean or live near rivers, mm-hmm. this is not news to them, or that they know that their house is, in some cases, they're located in flood zones, and there are flood maps, and many of those people have flood insurance. So that's something that we deal with every day at the planning department. One of our responsibilities is that we are the local managers of this National Flood Insurance Program, the NFIP. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, the way this works is to get a mortgage on properties that are located near the ocean and near the rivers in low-lying areas, you need to have this insurance policy in case of flooding. So and it's not, you know, it's not mandatory. It's not like some other insurance programs where you have to buy insurance if you live in that house. But banks very often will not lend to you, and you can't get a VA loan, for instance, unless if your house happens to be in one of these areas, then a bank will require that you carry an insurance policy for flooding, and or a VA loan, for instance, there are requirements. So it's a program that's it's not mandatory, but it becomes involuntary if you want a loan from a bank who says you got to have that insurance policy or we're not going to lend you a bunch of money on a home unless you're covered, because they don't want to have someone have a devastating loss on a flooding event and then have them walk from the property and then they lose all the value in the property. So
sure.
So it's something that's been around since 1968. The history of the program goes like this. I understand years ago, flood events were very often covered in homeowners insurance policies that the private sector insurance companies had. And then, hello, during big events, these insurance companies realized there's a lot of exposure to them if a whole region gets flooded, as often happens. It's usually not just one house, right? There's a big storm or flooding event. A lot of properties get affected. So the private sector insurance company got out of the game years ago, and that's why Congress stepped in as early as 1968 and created this program, because it makes sense to have to pool the insurance risks in a larger national program, so that if a region gets hit by a hurricane, flooding events, these kinds of things, that assets can flow in there to get people back on their feet. So a region doesn't like stay devastated and hurts the economy of an area for a long time.
And that's the FEMA connection there.
And the National Flood Insurance Program. Thank you. Is under FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, which these days is under the Department of Homeland Security. So it makes sense. In theory, this whole thing is a very good idea. So the reason we're having these workshops, so let's get to cut to the chase here, why is this important and why are these two workshops so timely, is that the flood insurance rates for many people are going to go up, not just a little bit, but substantially. And that's because Congress in 2012 passed a law that told FEMA and the National Flood Insurance Program, we want to make you actuarially sound. So we've had to, there have been a lot of big events, you know, like Superstorm Sandy recently, where the program is not paying for itself. The number of claims, like an insurance company, the federal government is acting in this case like an insurance company, the NFIP program, right? So you have a big event like Sandy and Katrina, these kinds of things that are happening on the other side of the country. Enormous volumes of claims coming into the program. The program isn't funded well enough to pay out all the claims, and so what's happened is the FEMA's had to go back to Congress for taxpayer money to keep the program solvent. I think they're right now $25 billion in arrears because
amazing.
These big events.
Yeah.
Not something that's really happening here. Now, if we had a Cascadia event, we would experience that kind of really catastrophic situation, you know, if we had the tsunami and the big earthquake and everything like that, that would be our Katrina. if we had something like that happen. It happens far less frequently, of course. I mean, hurricanes and stuff, that happens every year on the East Coast. So Congress said to FEMA in 2012, all right, let's make this program actuarially sound. Well, the interesting thing is that, remember, the private sector insurance companies learned back in the 50s, it's hard to make this actuarially sound. So now all the rates are going up. So we're trying to explore what that means for people. This new act that was passed in 2012 became effective on October 1st. So we're all trying to wrap our minds around what this means for people.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Onno Husing. He is the Director of Planning and Development for Lincoln County. We're talking about these national flood insurance workshops coming up. We've got dates in just a few moments. Stay with us. The conversation will continue. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections. We do connections every Thursday at 9, and we greatly appreciate the opportunity to come on the Quinnipiac Communication stations and get countywide coverage about issues that are happening in Lincoln County government. Onno Husing, he's the Director of Planning and Development for Lincoln County. We're talking about the National Flood Insurance Program. Onno, where should we continue this conversation? I mean, let's just plug the workshops maybe right
now.
Yeah,
let's get those. Get the dates going here. We have basically what we're going to do is have two workshops in Lincoln County. The public is invited. The one that's going to be in Newport is going to be at the community college, the community room there, which is a beautiful facility. That's going to be December 16th, okay? And there'll be from 1 to 4 p.m. in that room. We'll have a three-hour workshop that's more or less targeted to the realtors and the insurance agents and the mortgage lenders and all the people that are directly involved with the real estate industry. We're encouraging that they sort of come there for an in-depth look at things. The public and anybody can come to either one of these two workshops that day. The other workshop, where the target audience is the general public, will be from 6 to 8 p.m. And again, that's December 16th at the Community College in South Beach in the community room. There'll be the same workshop will be held the day after that on December 17th up in North County at the Lincoln County Council, the City Council chambers up there.
Okay.
So folks that are listening, you know, can take their pick. They can go on the 16th in Newport at the Community College, or they can attend the same workshop, same thing, a 1 to 4 workshop, followed by in Lincoln City, there'll be a 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. General public workshop at again, City Hall.
And we've decided to film certain parts of these presentations, so that'll be something we can roll out afterwards. That's a good thing.
Yeah, especially as I think you were going to do maybe the opening presentations from the couple of experts that are coming in to... that might be certainly very helpful. So I think what we need to do is work with local media, so this stuff is available online. So if you can't make the workshops and you want to pull this stuff up later, you can still do that too.
Onno, what is it like, boots on the ground, behind the counter at planning? You know, you've seen individuals come in, or are you anticipating individuals coming? What types of questions are they asking?
You know, I've been as you know, Casey, I've been the director of the planning department now for a year and a half or so, and I remember it was a month or two into the job, I went to a workshop up in Tillamook on these FEMA flood insurance things, and I realized, maybe I should have looked at the fine print more of my job description, but I am the floodplain manager. The counties have a very important role in carrying out the program, so... just like our sheriff's departments and our department when it comes to carrying out the NFIP, the counties in the system, this whole FEMA system, right? There's the federal government, FEMA, and then the states have Oregon Emergency Management and the military and all this kind of stuff. And then each of the counties is the other third leg of the stool on these disaster programs. So we have a very important role. We're the keeper of the records. I feel like an insurance company some days because, like, on a regular basis, people are coming to us and if they're building in these areas, then they've got to build to the standards, the FEMA standards. That's not a voluntary thing. You just can't put structures in high-risk areas unless we know what the elevations are and build to certain mm-hmm. standards. And our building permits have to, you know, for our county voluntarily participates as a partner in that program. And by doing so, the county becomes eligible for grants and all these opportunities and these more affordable rates that in the past, if you were an approved program, and we have oversight from the feds. We don't just get to pick and choose which parts of these programs get implemented. We have to very strictly carry out the building permit requirements and ensure that especially the bottom floor of structures are at a certain height. Surveyors have to verify that. It's all
so
pretty.
So there's a gradient there on which you know, people might be able to choose.
Well, they have to. If you're going to be, if we know and they know that they're in, when we do building permits, right? Someone comes in for a building permit. We're always pulling up these maps on our GIS system to see whether or not these properties are mapped as having the flood risks, if they're in mm-hmm. those flooding zones. And if they are, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't build there. You have to just build to certain standards. So there's something called a base flood elevation, and these are, you know, done through computer modeling where on a certain number of times when there is high water, water goes up to a certain height, and you're building your base flood elevation. The floor, for instance, of the bottom floor of your mm-hmm. house needs to be, you know, a foot or two above that base flood elevation, and you can't really have a basement downstairs, and you can't have finished. I mean, there's some very strict building standards that, again, we carry them out. And if we don't carry them out faithfully, then our county, again, it's a voluntary program, but how voluntary is it? If you don't carry it out, then everybody's, you know,
right.
you can't get the insurance, and you cripple your real estate industry. I mean, there are some real consequences if we don't do our job at the county to faithfully carry out this program. And at the end of the day, it keeps people safe, and it keeps structures from being damaged. So I think there's some tremendous positive outcomes that come from this program being faithfully implemented here.
We're talking to Anno Husing. He's the Director of Planning and Development for Lincoln County. We're talking about the National Flood Insurance Program. A couple workshops coming up soon to talk about new changes. Stay with us. We'll be back and continue that conversation. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer on the program. Anno Husing, he's the Director of Planning and Development. We're talking about the National Flood Insurance Program reform that's happening right now, rates going up. And Anno, you know, let's take a counter viewpoint right here. What if somebody says to you, well, you know, why are these people building there? Well, why have people built there, you know? And talk about that, because you know, this is a comment I've heard, and I mean, does that make sense on any level?
Well, yeah, look, this program has been around since '68, and it's had many critics because if one wants to be critical about it, it says, wait a minute, we've subsidized people to build homes yeah. in places where they shouldn't be built in the first place. And so that's part of what this reform package is about, is to make it more expensive, in effect, and well, to make sure that the program pays for itself. And so, you know, there's an awful lot of, you know, in hindsight, shoulda, woulda, coulda stuff.
Yes.
I houses that are there, properties that are there. We've done, I think, a great job over the last couple decades of making sure if you're going to be in certain areas that you're built in certain, you know, we every day we work with people. Now this program is doing a good job to make sure that, you know, that some houses are in those areas and if they're having repetitive claims. But we don't have, if you look here in Lincoln County, I shared that there's a map that shows how many repetitive losses we've been experiencing. Mm. Casey, I think we talked about this yesterday prepping for this show. 10 years ago, the county worked with FEMA to elevate 60 homes on the lower Siletz River to raise them up above the floodwaters. And that's been a tremendous success. The critics of the program have absolutely some valid points. And what we're hoping to do with this reform of the federal flood insurance program, some people say that the premiums that are being put on the table right now are just way too quick, way too harsh. It's going to really damage the real estate environment and our economy. So many of us agree that the program needed some fixing, but whether or not the current rate increases as proposed really address the risks, especially here in Oregon.
Yes.
There's a valid criticism that a lot of the big hits on the flood insurance program have come from Hurricane Sandy and places back east, where indeed there are huge numbers of properties that have been located in places that have frequent storms. If you look at the repetitive loss history here in Lincoln County, it demonstrates there's still some places in the lower Siletz that we need to get to and get them elevated or get them bought out because they just flood a lot. But generally, you know, I think I explained to you yesterday, there's only one property on all of the oceanfront in Lincoln County that experiences repetitive losses. So many of us believe we really need to do a better job in this as we reform this program, focus on where the problems are, you know, those properties that are really flood prone, get them fixed, and focus our remedies on the places that really have problems. Now, I think one of the first time that they tried to look at how to gather up enough money to pay for these big claims, they've put Oregon in the same pool with Louisiana and New Jersey and Texas and these places that where they have these big events. So some of us are questioning the fairness that whether we should be bailing out those other parts of the country. At the same time, I like the idea that if we have a Cascadia event here, that other regions and the federal government will come to our assistance. That's part of being an American. We're in this together. So I'm wrestling with this myself. How these policy issues they're very good arguments on both sides. But if people are starting to overnight get tens of thousands of dollars of year premium increases, I mean, we're talking about astronomical increases it's really going to threaten the viability of them being able to stay in their homes kind of thing. I think we need to take a hard look at how that's been rolled out last year and go back to the drawing board and be a little more creative and thoughtful about how to do these reforms.
Well, and planning and development, you know, here to help the residents of Lincoln County. This is coming from the federal, from the federal legislation. You're in a process of learning, too.
Yeah, we're on the receiving end of this. This is not something the county commissioners dreamed up. We carry out the program to help Lincoln County residents. And if we're going to have a remedy to this, Congress made this overnight change to the federal flood insurance program. We're going to have if it's going to get fixed, Congress is the only entity that can fix this. So that's why the workshop's important. We're going to do as much listening as we are talking. We want to hear from people if they've had huge claims. I've heard some big numbers. I don't want to scare anybody about what people are beginning to discover what their rates might look like, but it's in the tens of thousands of dollars. That's what we're beginning to hear. A year. So the sticker shock as people, get premium notices and they have to reapply because their policies have lapsed and they're discovering they're now in a dramatically higher insurance rate level. We're gathering those stories. And Congress understands this too. There's a very vigorous debate going on back in Washington right now. The champions of the legislation are actually championing the reform of the reform legislation because they're saying, well, wait a minute, we knew this program needed to be some policy changes, but we never thought that the impact would be so great. So I'm going to stay optimistic that we're ready, all hands on deck here in the county. We're going to, if homeowners have issues and hear things and they need to talk to us, we're here to help. We're going to try to help give everybody the information they need to be in the most affordable premium classification as this goes forward. But a lot of us, and in fact our counterparts at the state, have already been to Washington, D.C. to testify, along with people from around the country saying, hold on, Congress, what you told FEMA to do is, it makes sense on some levels, but what's on the table right now is not going to work for a lot of people. Let's take another run at thinking about how we address these important issues.
Well, we're talking to Ano Husing, and if you've been listening to us today about these upcoming workshops addressing national flood insurance, those flyers, information about those meeting dates are on Lincoln County's homepage right at the top under What's New and the Latest News. You can find information about December 16th and December 17th, those dates coming up. Of course, always feel free to call planning and development. It's all on Lincoln County's website. Arnold, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Casey.
Very informative. Everyone have a great day. Thanks for listening.